since your last game heading into tonight's game?
Well, it was something we talked about. You know, we tried to stay sharp all week and covered almost every aspect of the game. And I thought, you know, the first couple shifts were a little bit rusty, but I thought after that we really started to skate well. And we knew that they played last night, and our D were getting up ice, and we put them under a little duress.
Tell me a little bit about Tyler's again's game tonight.
Oh, I thought, you know, really skated well, shot the puck well, obviously. That line was in on, you know, I think probably 7 or 8 great opportunities, and a nice job on the power play. But I think when Tyler's skating, he makes a lot of things happen.
Corey Lennon didn't come up for the third period. Is there any update on his status?
Just day to day.
Do you get a sense, some coaches will say that they're surprised when a club comes out flat. Do you get a sense that you guys were really going to fly out of the gate tonight, or were you a little bit of an unknown?
I always think the big layoffs are a little bit of an unknown. You know, I'd like to stand here and tell you, boy, I knew we were going to be ready, but you never know. You know, I think you try to do the right things. You try to put the compete drills in that can simulate some game stuff. You try to have a couple really hard practices. And when we laid out our plan for the week, originally we had one lighter day and we decided to go with a real hard day, two of them being real hard, and I think that ended up being the better choice.
Now the work really starts because you play more night in Minnesota, and then you've got all the road games, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been sitting around not doing a lot for quite a bit of time, playing a couple games, and we haven't had a lot to talk about. We haven't had a lot to fix. We haven't had a lot of system stuff to go over. So I think now it gives us a chance to keep working at our game. And, you know, we get to play, you know, on a regular basis now. We're probably the team that's played the least, and now we get a chance to catch up.
Thanks so much.
Coach, tell me a little bit about Vernon Fiddler's role on your hockey club.
No, Vernon's a little bit of jack of all trades for me. You know, I'm trying to use him in some key face-off situations, killing penalties. At the same time, he's been able to do a nice job helping create offense.
Did you know a lot about him heading into this season?
No, I didn't know a lot. You know, I heard a lot of good things about how hard he works and the type of game he plays and in his character, and I think all that stuff really speaks for itself.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What is a game like this in Tyler's transition? I mean, there's a lot going on for him, changing teams, changing positions.
Well, I think, we're looking for something that, you know, would work. And, you're always looking for at least two guys in the line that play well together and a third that can, you know, complement those other two guys. And I think anytime you look at the score sheet, there usually is a connection between a couple guys. And I think for his confidence to, you know, get on the board with a couple goals and for Benner to grab one, and I think Pev on the right side did a nice job. That line, you know, have to have a real good feeling by the end of the night.
I know you've still only been coaching him for a little while, but what are some of the best elements that you like about Cody Eakin's game?
He's just real determined. You know, even some of his battles low late in the game, you know, against guys that a lot stronger, a lot bigger, and he comes up with pucks. He plays the game well in all three zones, you know, pays attention to detail and is a real hard-working kid.
How's it been like for you, first year coaching in the Western Conference? Again, it's early, but
well, I think, again, it's, you know, it's early. I haven't had a real taste of it. I think, you know, we get to play Winnipeg, and they haven't been in the West either. So, you get another taste, but it's really a taste of an Eastern team. So we'll get a lot better feel. We went through preseason. Preseason's preseason, but I got a pretty good feel for some of the teams and how they play and competition stuff.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.